You're listening to SBS News.
People who identify as Asian Australian make up more than 10% of the population, but very few are political representatives. Dr. Suji Danji is a researcher at the Asia Institute at the University of Melbourne. She says Australia has failed to see it as a problem and act to address it.
Quite abysmal, actually, compared to other nations. We have possibly two Asian representatives in the federal parliament, probably two in New South Wales parliament, and two in Victoria.
Kosholeva Vaghela is Victoria's first Indian-born state MP. She's come up against some of the barriers first-generation Asian Australians face getting into politics.
When you're focusing on bringing food on the table and earning your livelihood, there's no time for thinking about politics. When you're a mom, you're a woman, a person of color, it is difficult. You have to work really hard to prove yourself. And sometimes there are quite a few prejudices or stereotypes against the migrants. So you are always under scrutiny, and you have to overcome all those to establish over here.
One of the largest hurdles, according to Dr. Danji, is the complex pre-selection process.
And by and large, Asian candidates are placed in seats that are unwinnable. Those are marginal seats, or seats that don't really matter to either political party. They just need a name to fill in the slot.
Daniel Lun Nguyen had zero experience of politics when he ran as an independent in council elections. The son of Vietnamese refugees went on to be elected mayor of the city of Yarra at the age of 29.
And the reality is I'd never met a politician at any level prior to me running. So, not only did I sort of not have that lived experience and didn't really have anyone to lean on through there as well. So to be fair, it was just a lot of, jumping on the internet, jumping on YouTube, speaking to a few different people. And, I was fortunate someone did reach out to me from the Vietnamese community and gave me a few tips.
Securing the support of members of the local Vietnamese community wasn't straightforward, because they hadn't seen a person with his heritage elected before.
With the way that our political system is set up, is that with having no representation, it's also very difficult for members of our community to see someone take on that leadership. And there were definitely doubts and definitely concerns about me taking on that role.
The first elected Chinese-born member of the House of Representatives, Gladys Liu, says her party's keen to tap into her knowledge of her Chinese community. But that time spent cultivating contacts in that area has limited the work she can do in other areas.
What it means is the time that you have, if you focus on doing that, that means you have less time to do others. Yeah. Now, that can be easily seen as you are only good at that.
Mr. Nguyen says voters should push for broad representation.
We need to look at gender, we need to look at culture, we need to look at the professional backgrounds people are coming from. I don't want to see, another lawyer, and I'm legally trained, in Parliament. So I think for us, as a community, we need to demand that our political representatives actually take a step back, decentralise the process, provide, a diverse community with an opportunity to take on that leadership position, and we're going to get better outcomes as a society if we're able to do that.
Nikki Canning, SBS News.